anymore. I don't need you, I don't need you anymore.
You're listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Cheese, please, yes, cheese, please, you're so fine.
You wanna listen all the time. Snuff, dude, and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music, they love it to bits. Well, Snuff, dude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Ghoul and cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please with a brand new theme, but same old Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And nothing wrong with that.
And of course, I'm Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Yeah, you get that for your birthday, right?
I got a new theme for my birthday.
Well, not exactly, but you get to play old songs on a new show.
Yes, it's my birthday show, so I get to play my birthday songs.
Exactly. And I don't know how you pick these, but I'm not going to argue.
Well, every year while we're playing the show, if I hear a song I really like, I put it in a folder and say, well, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
And that's one of my favorites. And then when you say, do you have a list of favorites? I give you this list of like 50 or 60 songs, and you pick 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah. There we go. So we're going to hear, oh, yes, your favorite David Bowie song of all time.
He's my birthday twin.
Yeah.
We have to play David Bowie. He's my birthday twin.
And also in the celebrity mix, we have that Jeopardy guy, Sam Buttry, that we profiled a while back. Wow. Lawrence Welk? Are you crazy?
Nope, not crazy. These are the songs I like.
Okay, well, we're starting off with a set. Howard Blake and his combo doing Dace, or his Dace, or whatever the heck it is. I the first time I get mixed up.
This is true.
I'm just going to leave it as that. But we're starting off with Xavier Cugat and Peanut Vendor on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. comes to handling manure, you need dependable equipment. Equipment that will work for you the year round in good weather and in bad weather when the snow flies. With this system, you get a full load every time. Bucket bottom and back are curved to ensure clean dumping. It's smooth and clean in appearance. Built to give you many years of dependable service.
With Howard Blake and his combo and Dace or Dace or something.
Whatever they call it.
Something Grandma crooned to and danced to, did the swim back in the 1960s, I think. That was just so cool. It had a swim feel, the swim dance, right?
It does.
It really does. Either that or it's a Austin Powers song that may have turned up into the Austin Powers movies in the 90s. It's got that feel, baby. Yeah. Right?
It's definitely a swinging song.
And before that, Xavier Cugat and Peanut Vendor. As we focus on Daffodil's birthday this week on the show, my name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and if anyone wants to send me birthday wishes, it's daffodil@cheeseplease.com.
Oh, yeah.
CHEEZEPLEEZE.com.
Yeah.
Please send me a birthday wish.
We have to get that in, right?
Yes.
Don't you find it shameless that you actually say that during your birthday song?
I'm only going to say this once.
What?
How else am I supposed to get people to wish me a happy birthday? We're in this bunker in the middle of nowhere, and we can't tell people where it is.
Well, there's social media. Come on.
No, I like emails.
Okay. And maybe a few gifts, right?
No one ever sends me gifts.
Not gifts with a T.
Oh.
Gifts. You know, those little
moving
pictures?
Moving cartoony pictures.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I would also accept gifts.
Yeah, they're gifts. Not gifts with a T.
Both.
Well, what are you going to do for gifts with a T? Are you going to give them addressed the bunker? You know?
Fine.
You're not going to...
Ruin my fun. Pop my bubble.
You're not going to put that in the Amazon list.
No.
Amazon can't find us. Never mind anyone else.
Amazon can... Anyway, we won't talk about that on the air.
Okay, we're going to play some more music here. David Bowie coming up with The Laughing Known. It's the only David Bowie song you'll ever hear on the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
But we're starting off with Lawrence Welk Singers and Orchestra with when the circus comes to town.
I like this. I'm sorry.
On
Cheese Please Daffodil's birthday show.
A big brass band to lead the big parade, a 20-horse brigade, and lots of lemonade. And we won't care if it's 100 in the shade tomorrow when the circus comes to town.
There'll be some crazy clowns all wearing funny hats, some tumbling acrobats, an elephant in spats, a big giraffe to pull a cage of wild cats tomorrow when the circus comes to town.
Oh,
what a
time!
Oh, man,
a dime!
Step right up, folks, gather around. It's fun when the circus comes to town.
All right, folks, step right up for 10 cents, a tenth part of a dollar. On the inside, we got the greatest show on earth. Don't wait at any time. On the inside,
peanuts in the shell. We'll try each one, and when we're done, we'll ride the carousel. We'll go there early,
stay there late,
and get our money's worth. I guarantee we're gonna see the greatest show on earth.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man, the scarlet and gray, chuckling away. My house, and he sat beside the telly with his tiny hands on his tummy, chuckling away, laughing all day. I ought to report you to the gnome office. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Said the laughing gnome. Well, I gave him roasted toadstools and a glass of dandelion wine. Then I put him on a train to Eastbourne, carried his bag and gave him a fag.
Have you got a light, boy?
Yeah, where do you come from?
No land.
Oh, really? In the morning, when I woke up, he was sitting on the edge of my bed with his brother whose name was Fred. He brought him along to sing me a song. All right, let's hear it. Yeah, what's that clicking noise?
That's Fred. He's a
next row
gnome.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm a laughing gnome and you can't catch me. Haven't you got a gnome to go to?
No, we are nomads.
Didn't they teach you to get your hair cut at school? You look like a rolling gnome.
Yeah, not at the London School of Economics.
Now they're staying up the chimney, and we're living on caviar and honey. Because they're earning me lots of money, fighting comedy pros for radio shows. It's the gnome service, of course. I'm laughing, laughing.
Daddy.
Keith, please, with David Bowie and the Laughing Gnome. That sounds a lot like chipmunks.
It's a gnome.
Wow. I would have loved to see him actually do that because, you know, it's basically tape speeded up.
Yes.
But to actually sound like a real person doing it is very tricky, to say the least.
It's a skill and a talent.
And before that, that wasn't exactly your PBS, Lawrence Welk, that Grandma and Grandpa watched on PBS and other television stations over the years.
Well, it actually was, but that's beside the point.
I know it's the same guy, but he got a little more...
upbeat?
Yeah. Just to be honest. And of course, if you really want to see it go off the rails, Google on YouTube, Lawrence Welk and One Toke Over the Line.
Oh, no. Don't tell people to do that.
Why?
It's brain harming.
I know, but it was a popular song in the early 1970s, and I don't think the Lawrence Welk people knew exactly what it meant.
No.
So if you look at it at that point of context, it's kind of funny. That's all I get to say.
True.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I am Daffodil, and it's my birthday show.
Yes, it is.
And I picked every single one of these songs. It's the only show every year I get to program.
Pretty much.
Well, I get to pick songs, and then you turn it into a program.
Well, what it comes down to is you pick a bunch of songs, and you're just really too lazy to do the final cut. So,
No. That's your job.
Do you ever want to do the final cut of it and wheedle it down to, like, 7 or 8 songs?
No.
I just want to go on record as saying that, then. Because sometimes people may think, oh, well, Snarf Dude, you know, he gets all the power in the show, and that's not right. No, it's got nothing to do with that. Honest.
And he thinks he has all the power until I point out that I could just stop talking, and then he would be sitting here talking to himself. And then it becomes less of a power trip.
Must you bring reality into this?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Let's get back to the music. We have Sam Buttry and Don't Put Your Cat Butt on My Face. Or, pardon me, Don't Put Your Cat Butt in My Face. On in, yeah. You know.
Either way, cat butts' faces should not be close to each other.
But, man, I know. Lucille Ball is still well-known even today. And back in the 1970s, the Wilton Place Street Band hit the top 40 with Disco Lucy. The I Love Lucy theme, disco style. On
Cheese Please!
Waikiki, keep the radio with you so your ears can see.
Keys.
Put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. I could get a puppy and you could be replaced. Don't you put your cat butt in my face. I let you on the pillows, I let you on my chest, but sometimes your cat daddy needs some space. I'm listed as the owner here and you are just a guest, so don't you put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. I could get a puppy and you could be replaced. Don't you put your cat butt in my face. Well, living room is comfy, perhaps I'll take a seat. There's lots of toys and stuff for you to chase. But here you come a-staring like I'm something good to eat. And then you put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. Don't put your cat butt in my face. I can get a puppy and you can be replaced. Don't you put your cat butt in my face, in my face.
Keys, please, with Sam Buttrey. How appropriate. And don't put your cat butt in my face. Wow.
You know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
I'm looking forward to the collaboration between Sam Buttrey and his identical twin, Steve Martin.
Oh, really? Yeah.
When dueling banjos and everything.
When he was on Jeopardy, man, he got pulled out as looking a lot like comedian Steve Martin, and Steve actually plays the banjo as well. And, wow, a tournament of champion turns out that song.
I know, I like it.
And before that, we had Disco Lucy and Wilton Place Street Band doing that one.
I like that, too.
We're almost wrapped up. Of course, these are all your songs.
I know, I like all of them.
Oh, you want to pitch it one more time?
It's my birthday. If you want to send me a birthday greeting, it is daffodil@cheeseplease.com. CHEEZPLEEZ.com.
If you're in Canada, the Z becomes a Z.
Yeah, but it doesn't roll off the tongue quite as well.
That's true. Well, I got an idea.
Yes?
Send her a lottery ticket, too.
Oh, you're going to play my lottery song.
Yes, shortly. We have the Happy Move coming up, ending off the show with Space Express. But before that, our end set includes Echo the Band and Lottery Polka. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for my birthday show. Come back next week. I am sure there will be different shenanigans, but it won't be songs that I picked.
Yesterday I had a dream, I hope that it comes true. I dreamt I won $1 million, told my boss I'm through. But this morning when I woke, I felt like a jerk. Realized that I'm still broke and 2 hours late for work. 8, 11, 17 were my first three numbers. 19, 30, 42 were the final three. 8, 11, 17 turned out to be losers. 19, 30, 42, won $10 for me. 8, 11, 17 were my first three numbers. 19, 30, 42 were the final three. 8, 11, 17 turned out to be losers. 19, 30, 42 won $10 for me. My numbers just once more, give them one more try. And if I do not win this time, I'll break down and cry. You can play my numbers too, hope you win it all. Just remember when you win, please give me a call. 8, 11, 17 were my first three numbers. 19, 30, 42 were the final three.
8, 11, 17 turned out to be losers. 19, 30, 42 won 10 bucks for me. 8, 11, 17 were my first three numbers. 19, 30, 42 were the final three. 8, 11, 17 turned out to be losers. But 19, 30, 42 won 10 bucks for me. 8, 11, 17 were my first three numbers. 19, 30, 42 were the final three. 8, 11, 17 turned out to be losers. 19, 30, 42 won 10 bucks for me.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezeplease.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
Thank you. You're listening.